Now to a story about one community in India that still practices the humiliating ritual of testing whether a bride is still a virgin on her wedding night. The practice is now being challenged by a group of young men and women, as South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports.
26-year-old Priyanka Tamaichikar's marriage hasn't been arranged yet, but she's already thinking about her wedding. Not about what she might wear or even who she'll marry, but how she can get out of a wedding night ritual, she says, is humiliating.
They'll sit outside the room after every 5 and 10 minutes. They will keep on knocking and they'll keep on asking if you are done with the intercourse.
They are an all-male, unelected caste council, and they preside over a so-called virginity test that women within the caste are expected to submit to on their wedding night. A groom is given a white cloth to use while having sex with his new wife. Relatives and caste council members sit outside the door until the act is complete. Before the couple enters, the elders sweep the room for any sharp objects that might be used to produce blood. Priyanka's cousin, Vivek Tamaichikar, explains what the caste council is looking for.
If she's virgin, she at the first night of her marriage, there will be bloodstain on her white cloth, and that is the major parameter of the purity.
Vivek and Priyanka are from the Kanchabat community, a once nomadic tribe that now has a large presence in the city of Pune. They started campaigning against virginity testing with a WhatsApp group that now has 60 members, and most of them are young, university-educated men and women who are yet to be married. Their outspokenness has caused conflict within the community. Here's Priyanka again.
I got many calls and threatened calls also I got. I was told that we will boycott you, we will throw you away from this community.
A bride who does not bleed on the white sheet can be subject to public humiliation or immediate divorce. Sometimes her family will be fined to make up for her impurity. Vivek says he first witnessed the repercussions when another of his cousins failed the test after her wedding.
And in the next morning, she was beaten by her mother. So that was very confusing and surprising for me, why she's being beaten up.
By railing against tradition in this conservative community, young people like Vivek and Priyanka risk being ostracised by their own families. But Priyanka says there's no way she'll submit to having her morality examined in public on her wedding night.
I have to do something because this is something really, you know, injustice. This is not right. Means why? Why only girl? Oh my gosh. In India and in today's date, we are in 2018 now and these rituals are still going on.
Priyanka Tamaichikar ending that report from Siobhan Hinyu.